Thunder Bay. A Toronto area man charged in connection to a shooting on the city's north side earlier this year has been granted bail. Isaiah Broomfield, 20, appeared in a Thunder Bay courtroom before Justice of the Peace Nancy Tulloch via video from the Central North Correctional Center in Penetanguishene, Ont. For a bail hearing on Tuesday. Broomfield is facing two counts of accessory after the fact in relation to a shooting incident on the 200 block of Ambrose Street on January 17, 2023. The Crown was not consenting to Broomfield's release, but Tulloch said it did not meet the onus to keep him in custody. Broomfield was ordered released with a surety who is promising to pay $10,000 and is required to pay a $3,000 cash deposit. The conditions of Broomfield's release include house arrest and GPS monitoring while residing with his surety in Brampton, Ont. He is also prohibited from possessing any weapons and there is a no-contact order with the two co-accused and three other individuals. The charges relate to a shooting incident on Ambrose Street the night of January 17, 2023 that sent two people to hospital. Officers with the Thunder Bay Police Service responding to the Ambrose Street residence located a female with serious injuries and she was later described by police as being in critical condition. A short time later, an injured male was found in the parking lot of the Gateway Casino. On January 19, 2023, officers with the OPP and the Sault Ste. Marie Police Service's Tactical Unit arrested three Southern Ontario males on an Ontario Northland bus in Sault Ste. Marie. According to police at the time, one of the suspects was armed with a loaded gun and wearing body armor and another threw a loaded firearm on the bus. The three arrested included Broomfield, as well as two 18-year-olds, Jaden Bowen from Brampton and Kayshawn Robertson from Scarborough, who were both charged with two counts of attempted murder. Police said the shooting appears to be related to the illicit drug trade in the city of Thunder Bay. Robertson remains in custody after being denied bail at a hearing earlier this year. Bowen is also in custody with a future bail hearing to be held,